it's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular everyday working class.
People like me,
they get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act.
Greetings and salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. Today is Tuesday, July 14th. The time right now is 5:03 Pacific Standard. And that can only mean one thing, that you're tuned in to morelikeradio.com and you are listening to My Time Now. I'm your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, and super excited to see Ant-Man. Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid. How's everyone doing? Comic-Con just ended a little while ago. We're going to talk about that. Not a lot of lackluster coming out of there, in my opinion. But fans are eating it up, so that's good for them. We are going to talk about some hip-hop shit. Some hip-hop things that are bugging me a little bit. And we got music. So, fucking hey, dude. Let's jump right into some of that. Because once I start on my tirade, that'll probably be it. We also have a new exclusive today by Sire. So, you can look out for that. Titled Swing My Way. You know, you can already guess what it's about. But today is a blessed day. And that's why we're going to jump into it with Lex Leosis and Blessed Motherfucking Day.
It'll be a blessed day. It'll be a blessed day. It'll be a blessed day.
It'll be a blessed day when Jay's back to life by my voice on the mic. I swear, Jay, I'ma do it, cause I'ma live life for the two of us. Show them what loving life really was. It'll be a blessed day when I see all my brothers graduate. Break that rough and hold that paper like it's fake. And the doubters won't know what to say. Shake our hands with a smile on their face like, hey, congratulations. It'll be a blessed day when my family will admit their mistakes. Bring us back to the lake. Cause I miss you guys. Let's have a couple retakes for the stakes. Make us a race. Eventually forget our race. It'll be a blessed day when I can see those kids smile without feeling like I'm sending them back to the wild to get eaten by the hood or burnt by a heater, lied to by a cheater, pass away before that baby boy ever got to meet her. Nah, it'll be a blessed day when the sun comes out and the guns put down. No more running now. To say, this the world that I live in, this the country that I'm left in, this the city that I sleep in. It'll be blessed day when a woman can fit in without a worry about her breast or the color of her skin. It'll be a blessed day when that bully lands her hands instead of fists and insists, "Let me help you out, fam." It'll be a blessed day when everyone lives equally and practice free speech and we all enjoy the weekend free. It'll be a blessed day when the rich will finally get the picture and donate to the less fortunate. Stop corrupting all the government because of one or two stubborn men flashing money like it's rubbing in. It'll be a blessed day when those who are meant to lead wanna see people succeed, so they got instead of greed. It'll be a blessed day when that father reunites with his keeper, his preacher, your teacher, a life speech. Make that little girl remember that daddy always needs her. It'll be a blessed day when the sun comes out and the guns put down. No more running now. When I'm happy to say this the world that I live in, it's the country that I'm repping, it's the city that I sleep in. It'll be a blessed day when the sun comes out. It'll be a blessed day when we figure out how to have a blessed day. Could it be this way? It'll be a blessed day when we see today.
Up next is No Halo, Valley Vicious, Valley V Vicious, Vivariciously, Vivavacious, Valley Vacious, yeah.
That's a damn shame. Why? Because in a year who I'm fucking with now, I cut off but they can't hang. I conquer when I came, but kinda like Cobain, there's always something in the way of what I'm thinking and I'm saying. It's almost like they pay your rights to remain the same. Y'all don't pay attention to the fact you popping every vein. I've been drinking every day, trying to numb the pain. People hit me up and we be close, but yet so far away. That's why I say, yo, fuck it, I'm okay. My don't fuck with you list is getting longer every day. So give me my space, and I'll do the same. Really can't act like I want you around anyhow, so don't think that I'm playing. I can see why you be jealous, I'm pimping out playlists, it's vicious, they plain. Better alone, no halo and soul, but y'all better know to be playing.
Ayo, bad cause I say so.
I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo.
Ooh, ayo, ayo, bad cause I say so.
I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo.
Up next, we got Pure Knowledge with OMG. And if you're not down with that, we got three words for you.
Yes! Oh my gosh!
There they are.
With them shiny ties, got your girl looking like,
oh my god,
use a baller, right? I'm just doing what I'm doing, girl. Got the chest, right? Cause I got the feel to make the people go crazy. I am the truth, rest of them people are crazy. I am a beast, none of them people can cage me. Now they just about to get angry, putting bodies in the back. Walk in the club and they playing my song. Got them like, woo, 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 sweat, spit it and go. I am the kid that you know. That's all we keep in the car.
I can feel the beauty in free speech, but
where am I to go? And no home is safe.
will get it later. Children need a God, isn't always in this music. Remember who is listening when you are bumping to it. Tell them the truth, no matter what it is, cause I promise it will resonate. It's some little kid, promise they'll connect to you. Tell them the real story, stand up to your fears and don't you ever be sorry.
Where am I to go when the homies say, where am I to go on this coldest night? Where am I to go?
Keeping it 110% classy and classic. Yeah, man, Comic-Con was this weekend, and a lot of reviews, man. There was the whole Deadpool trailer, and what else was there? There was the Age of Apocalypse trailer. There was the Suicide Squad, Dawn of Justice, Batman versus Superman. There was the Flash sizzle and the Green Arrow sizzle. So let's start with I didn't see the Age of Apocalypse trailer. A lot of these trailers were leaked trailers, quote unquote. So I didn't get to see the Age of Apocalypse trailer, but so we can't talk about that. But I did see the Deadpool trailer, and the Deadpool looks amazing. Deadpool is everything that you would have wanted from a Deadpool. It's rated R, which is great. You know, it can allows the character to be the character that it needs to be. Because there's nothing PG about a Deadpool comic, so there should definitely be nothing PG about a Deadpool movie. So, I mean, I don't really know what it's about. Not a lot of storyline in the whole thing, but with that being said, it still looks very entertaining, very funny, very making fun of itself, as well as other movies, or at least Green Lantern, that Ryan Reynolds has been in. So definitely looking excited, looking forward to that little bit of information. The other trailer that I saw was the Suicide Squad trailer, which just not really, it's like I'm not enthralled by it. It's not something that I'm like, yeah, I really want to see that now. Like, I'm going to go see it. We talked about this before. I'm going to go see it, needless to say, and probably see it opening night and stand in line and all that good stuff. But it's just not, I don't know. Like, it's something about it, I'm just not interested in. I don't like any of the characters that they've shown so far, you know. I don't like Will Smith for Deadshot. I don't like this portrayal of Harley Quinn. And I know that that's a hard one to have a gripe with, considering that there has been no live on-screen portrayals of Harley Quinn. So, you know, it's hard to base anything off of. But I mean, I don't know, I'm not feeling it. I mean, outside of the the video games, which has done Harley a great deal of justice. I don't know why this actress wouldn't kind of pull from that type of, you know what I'm saying, character. But, you know, it's just a trailer. So, you know, we'll see what happens. The biggest gripe that I have with it, it was the biggest gripe a lot of people have, is not really sure how I feel about this Joker. I don't really want to judge it before I see more of it, you know. Not a lot of people were vibing the whole Heath Ledger Joker, or at least Heath Ledger as Joker, and it turned out to be one of the greatest. So, or if not the greatest. So, it's definitely a hard sell so far, you know. It's a take on the Joker that hasn't been done yet. And I think that that's what is kind of scaring fans, so to speak. Even the Heath Ledger Joker had been done in comics. You know, you have Jack Nicholson's Joker had been done in comics. You had the, I don't know his name, but the very, you know, the guy who played the first Joker done in comics. And now you got one that's kind of out of nowhere. And I don't know. I'm not 100% feeling it yet. I'd have to see more of it to get a more accurate and better idea of, you know, what's going to happen with that. But, you know, again, it's happening. And who knows how it's going to turn out. 2016, in a way, we're going to see some more trailers, I'm sure. So, the other trailer I saw was Dawn of Justice, second trailer. And it just looks stupid. It looks so stupid. I don't understand why. I mean, I don't get the excitement behind it. Like, I mean, I guess I get it, Batman vs. Superman movie, and that sounds amazing, and everybody's wanted to see that, but it just doesn't. It's just, it's so out of character for all of these. I don't know. I mean, I haven't read too many Batman solo comics and his reaction to Superman, but out of all the comic books that I've read, his reaction to Superman was never this, you know? And I get that they're using this whole darker universe, Batman and Superman, and, you know, it's finally kind of that repercussion aspect of there are people in those buildings that you know what I'm saying, got destroyed. And because I always talk about that in the cartoon, I'm like, man, they're going through tons of buildings. Buildings are collapsing, and the buildings are always empty, miraculously, you know. But so it's a good play on that idea, but I don't know. I'm not feeling it. Just Superman seems like a dick. Batman seems like a dick. Wonder Woman just looks out of place, just in every scene that she was in the trailer. Just did not, it wasn't doing it for me. Was not doing it for me. And then there is a mystery as to whether or not the Joker's in it, or going to be in it, or it's Two-Face, or I don't know. Like, there's too much going on in this movie, and it's stupid. It's just stupid. So, definitely, I mean, again, gonna go see it. Not excited about it. And, you know, I'm hoping to be impressed. I'm hoping to walk out of the theater a changed man, but I doubt it. What else? Well, yeah, the Flash sizzle is amazing. Not really anything to be amazed about. Just tons of clips from season one and a little bit of various dialogues coming out of season two. You know, you have Caitlin Snow confirmed. You have Cisco confirmed with what seems to be powers. You've got Jay Garrick confirmed. Confirmed 110%, which is going to be awesome. Just, I can't wait for that little bit of confrontation where, you know, just got the, I want to see what they do with that suit. They've already redone the Flash suit, so I definitely want to see what they do with Jay Garrick, which, you know, shouldn't be too hard to do anything with anyway. I believe it was just I think he just wore regular kind of like jeans, a little hat, and the red shirt. So definitely
excited about that. And Zoom, yes, I really wanted it to be Thon, but it's not, apparently. And that's going to be weird, because I feel like it should be Thon. I feel like it would be, you know, there'd be a little bit of a retelling from the comic books, but it would be Thon and not Hunter Zolomon. But apparently they've cast an actor to, you know, play Hunter Zolomon. And it is, it's tight. I'm Zoom's the one of the greatest Flash villains of all time, and it's definitely going to be a great season over there on the Flash. As for Green Arrow, not a lot as far as details about, you know, Green Arrow, but you did have the suit. And a lot of different small references. A lot of people are speculating that he's going to start going under the alias Green Arrow, which is tight, you know. And, you know, a lot of the reactions that I saw was about time, finally, took him long enough. And I'm like, no, it took them just in the right amount of time. I think everything that has happened up until this point has been amazing. And everything up until the Flash in the Green Arrow has been very based in the the realm of possibility. You know, I mean, and that's as far as how possible it is for a man to dress up in a green outfit and fight crime. You know, I mean, there wasn't too much unreal about it. And once the Flash came in and was well received, you got the opportunity for them to open the doors in Green Arrow and introduce, you know, the idea of magic, you know, mysticism with the Lazarus Pit. And, you know, that set the bar. Flash set the bar for what they can expect fans to appreciate and like, and now it gives them the opportunity to take the Arrow in the proper direction, you know, and allow him to call himself the Green Arrow, which would make sense now, considering that I think Diggle is going to become Mr. Terrific, which is so tight. At least that's what I'm speculating. And, you know, it gives them that opportunity to get a little bit more outlandish while still staying true to the roots of the Arrow. You know, so him going under the alias, the mantle Green Arrow, you got Diggle going under the mantle Mr. Terrific, you've got Speedy, you've got, you know, they're training Starling City. There's hints that it's going to be called Star City now, which again is all things that make sense in the realm of the show. And I think that it's not a about time. It's a good progression towards where they wanted to go. And I think in four seasons, they've been doing an amazing job of storytelling, even though a lot of people criticized this last season. I mean, yeah, there were a couple holes there, but, you know, it's still, come on. It was an amazing season. And I think that was everything that I saw that came out of Comic-Con that I was super excited about. Heroes Reborn, actually. I was really shocked at the trailer. I was not initially, my initial review or my initial reaction, should I say, to a Heroes reboot or, you know, next chapter or whatever it is, my initial response to that was, we don't need it. We don't need Heroes anymore, which, I know, sounds funny, but we don't need Heroes anymore because of the fact that when you look at what was on TV when Heroes came out, we didn't have what we have now. You know, we didn't have The Flash. We didn't have Gotham. We didn't have Supergirl coming to ABC. We didn't have Arrow, you know? And now we have those things. We, you know, we have Vixen coming to CW Seed. We have the Legends of Tomorrow. We have all of these things, and they're things that people know and love and want to see. And then you have Heroes Reborn, and it's like, wasn't really feeling it. I felt as though Heroes was trying to capitalize on the superhero train again, during a time where people are excited about it, and I thought it was going to fail. And then I saw the trailer and I guess the basic storyline of what's happening, and I was impressed. I'm actually excited to start watching Heroes, which bugs me because I come from not watching television. You know, that was a huge thing with me. And not because it was like, I have to not watch television. It was just like, I didn't like being addicted to shows. You know, when I was younger, I used to run home every day to watch Dragon Ball Z, which was a huge problem for me. You know, I'd miss it, or I'd record it, and I'd binge watch it. And, you know, there's other little miscellaneous shows that I used to, you know, really, really get into, but I hated it. And then I fell off of TV for a very long time while I was homeless, needless to say. And I didn't care for it when I got back into it. And then little bits here and there I started getting into, but that was on Netflix, you know. So I got into How I Met Your Mother. I got into Bob's Burgers, which I used to watch, and Family Guy I used to watch on Hulu. And then I got into Life, a show that came on NBC about a man that was wrongly accused of killing his best friend's family and imprisoned for it, and then released due to new light on evidence. And I got into that, and I was watching that every week. And then, you know, so on and so forth. And now it's like I'm watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm watching The Blacklist. I'm watching The Flash. I'm watching The Arrow. I'm watching Gotham. And as much as I'm going to talk crap about it, I'm probably going to be watching Supergirl. I'm going to be watching Legends of Tomorrow. And I'm going to be watching Heroes Reborn, you know, and it's a lot. Those are like 8 shows right there. Not to mention the ones that you have on Netflix, you know, House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, Daredevil, you know, just miscellaneous things where I feel like I'm addicted to television, and I don't like that feeling. I don't like being just raw about it. So, anyway, let's get back into some more music, and we'll be back. We'll talk about some more things that are kind of on my mind, of things that are going down in the world. Oh, yeah, it's happening.
Another day that I'm stuck up in my room, trying to write my way out, I'm with this pretty soon. Way down, stuck up in a gloom. Open up my computer and head right through the zoom. And that's when I see you. Who is that right there? That has to be the baddest girl up in the atmosphere. Yeah, let's get it popping like some bubble wrap. Followed her on Instagram and I had to double tap. Damn, liked every one of her pictures and I had to follow her
on Twitter, wishing that I could meet her. Never mind wish I met her. Ain't no one that could beat her, and ain't nobody that's better. Right away, you took the air out my lungs. Right away, I knew that you were the one. And I'm feeling it out my head to succumb. Parking around, pump, pump, pump. Come on. I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling. Now everybody get your hands up. Rap, I really do feel.
Oh, here she comes, here she comes. Hey,
damn it, girl, there you go. What a plan, that's the best that you could think of, dude. Come on, man. I knew that I lost my chance, but couldn't just let it end. So I turned around and I grabbed her hand, and I was like, girl, almost nowadays, you make my heart sweet. I'm not a dancer, but baby, you make my heart freeze. I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling. Now everybody get your hands. Pick me up when I'm about to fall. Not just the way you laugh when I ain't funny at all. Not just the way you elegantly flew from heaven with a pretty smile. And not just that it took a while. Not just the way you talk. Not just the way you walk. Not just the way you are. It's the way you everything. I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling.
Ladies, put your hands up. Do you feel like you're the baddest girl in the world? Girl in the world. You got a like.
Staying alive, just trying to make my art boom in this dark room. Hold on to my last match, waiting for the perfect moment to strike it. And that's that, that's that, that's that, that's that, that's that. Waiting for the perfect moment to strike it. And that's that, that's that, that's that, that's that, that's that. Waiting for the perfect moment.
Hardship a youngin' ready for war. I'm the feeling you feeling in every twist. stay revealing. I be like Joker and Quentin, the type of sin you been wanting. Baby, I got it, no problem indulging. Love with the dark side, I'll be your gateway to Gotham. Emails full of death threats. Scared I know the culture more than any vets did. I am the target for the male spitter's hardship. Wanna go and make me scarlet, give me A's and call me harlot. But don't even get me started, nah. In the mirror, I'm citizen. Is that due to my privileges? Burning bridges to civilness. Playing core, but I'm wicked. And playing chicken with weapons while wearing grins. I am twisted. Don't bring your crew, I'll be living. I tried to fight it on God. I mean, it's hard, but I'm flawed. Who wouldn't be all this odd? When you see Harold with frauds, that's who you want as your boss. To speak and move it, call shots. When there's no action, you shocked. I'm calm. Give me a chance to pick up swords, fight the men who call me whores, cause I'm better than they boys, huh? Yeah. Battle men who claim they gods, I'll be happy to oblige, cause I'm a classy bride. Apocalypse, run into your shelters, getting ominous. Me and all the prominent dominance, fight for consciousness. Confident, I'll respect the consequence. Running continents, I am the general, like I reside in Providence. Misfit Plotty, miss me with that comment. I don't play by rules, I am the person you forgot it. Coming for your city, fire dropping item. Now your girl a classic villain, thought this what you wanted, huh?
Control it, but the beast is morphing. Welcome to the jungle, please proceed with caution. What happened to them days of recess so fortunate? No more outside games, re-release endorphins. Endorsed with them Fortune 500 corporates forcing it. Course it's gonna reach your chore list on every game, every movie, every song. And they got the nerve to ask me why I drink so often. Please fuck off and... Straight from the dough. Straight from the dough, no, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. They know, I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough, no, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the weak sauce rappers go right for the fame. I swerve right through your lane with the same viciousness with which. Got Tyson in the name, your whole life is in vain. How your kids, they got food on the table, but you got ice in the chain. I guess I shouldn't blame, cause Freddy was a really good dude. Shot twice in the brain. I swear I give a fuck about your ruby bezels. These rappers so full of shit, get they booty shepherd. Talents on a newbie level. Plus your favorite cereal is probably Fruity Pebbles. If I ain't no better, I would think you the devil. Crossing up the defense like I'm Boston in a peak. Ain't it funny how you ballin' but you cheat? So much fire in the waters of my bone smoke daily. Shit, I call it awesome of the sea. God show me how awfully could be. So my philosophy is deep. Great leaders been gangster shit. They was walking on the sea. I'm bringing something that they thought to be the sea. Feeling like the ones that need hope get ignored. Woke up in the Bugatti, full back asleep in the Ford. But can you even afford or pay what you owe? I'm an ace in the hole. You ain't no hit him straight from the dough. Let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the dough. No, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the dough. You ain't no. I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the dough. No, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the.
yes, 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 yes. That was Straight From The Door, featuring Obey Zion by Jeff Tenner. Jeff Tenner, you're making things happen. You're making things happen. Hey, so 50 Cent filed for bankruptcy, and everybody was losing their mind. And I distinctly remember saying, this has something to do with the lawsuit that he was forced to pay a whole bunch of money to some chick. And lo and behold, I was right. I mean, the nigga's worth more than most people's life. So we're going to read this together, and we're going to find out how right I was, if I was at all right, actually. But here we go. Yesterday, July 13th, 50 Cent filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. 50 Cent spoke on the reason for filing at the Southpaw Press Junket in Los Angeles. It's for protection, so I'm not taking advantage of, he says. The G-Unit boss says that he will make some adjustments to his personal account. I'm fine. You don't see me smiling? Question mark. He says, grinning wildly. Friday, July 10th, the rapper was ordered to pay Lastonia Leviston $5 million for posting a sex tape of her last year. Last year, he lost a lawsuit against Sleek, a headphone company he once worked with. That will cost him $16 million. I'll be all right, he says, for additional blah, blah, 50 cents. And, you know, that's just what it is. I mean, the man is, he didn't get fucking rich by being stupid, you know? Filing for bankruptcy is a great way to make sure that motherfuckers can't fuck with you. I mean, let's just be real. That's just the facts. The facts. Show me the car facts. Those are the fucking facts right there, you know what I'm saying? And it's almost ingenious, you know what I'm saying? So as far as 50 Cent versus bankruptcy goes, the motherfucker is not bankrupt, okay? I mean, he is making hand over fist money, and you motherfuckers are stupid. I was really shocked at Hip Hop DX too, like the once money moguls, something or the other. And I'm like, come on, guys, please stop it, stop it. I mean, he's still making music, for crying out loud. How could he possibly be bankrupt? Top Dog Entertainment channel pulled from YouTube. I remember seeing I forget his name right now, but one of the people that I follow on Facebook, and they were like, Top Dog's channel pulled, why? And apparently, as of today, July 14th, which was it happened the other day, so today is, yeah, I guess, yeah, whatever. But anyway, as of today, July 14th, the official YouTube account for Top Dog Entertainment has been terminated. A visit to the label's YouTube page yields the following message. Top Dog Entertainment has been terminated because we received multiple third-party claims of copyright infringement regarding material the user posted. Although YouTube doesn't list the specific copyright infringement claims, Kendrick Lamar did recently find himself at the center of a lawsuit from an Italian photographer, and we're going to touch base on that. According to the court documents obtained this month, the photographer Giorando Sipifahi claims that Kendrick used his photograph of a woman breastfeeding for his Black of the Berry cover art without his permission. This dude is suing Kendrick Lamar, Top Dog Entertainment, Interscope, and Aftermath Records, and is seeking lawyer fees and $150,000 for each time the photograph has been used. With the entire Top Dog Entertainment account, YouTube account, suspended, and as I posted, I don't know, It's so stupid. People are so fucking dumb. You know what I'm saying? You put art out into the world to be fucking used and to be seen. So why not be happy that it's being seen by fucking a wider genre than, you know what I'm saying, what it is? People just care about ruining other people's lives and fucking making money. Like, that's all people care about. And it's really fucking sad to speak more on the article. You know, if you guys haven't seen the Black of the Berry video picture, there it is, two babies breastfeeding. Kendrick Lamar has been hit with a federal lawsuit for using Italian photographer Giorando Dickwad, Dickwad's photograph to promote Black of the Berry, a cut featured on his second studio album, A Pimp to Pimp a Butterfly. According to court documents, the photographer filed in New York July 10th, acquired by Bossip. Dickwad is suing Kendrick Lamar, Top Dog Entertainment, Interscope Records, and Aftermath for $150,000 each time the photograph has been used, as well as for lawyer fees. Dickwad is also requesting an injunction against Kendrick Lamar to stop him from using the artwork, as well as damages for unauthorized use of his photo. Damages. Really? Come on, bruh. Like, it's just so nonsense, you know? It's absolutely ridiculous that shit like this can happen. Like, how can you... I don't get it, you know? If someone wanted to take a piece of artwork I did and use it, I would be grateful. I'd merely be like, yo, I did that. If anybody wants anything like that, I can do it for you. Blase, blase, blah. Maybe even have a little talk with Kendrick, like, hey, man, so you use my artwork. Can you at least give me shout-outs in the credits? This, that, and the other. You know, it's like, why go to this level of just... It's inhuman, man. You know, it's absolutely inhuman, and fucking lawsuits are bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And that's all it is. Like, that's plain and simple. Lawsuits are bullshit, and it just gives people the opportunity to make money for doing absolutely nothing. And I mean, granted, in this case, this dude may or may not have taken this picture and it was used, but it's like, be happy that your artwork was used, man. Like, struggling artists wish that something like that would happen, you know? And maybe they would sue too. Who fucking knows, you know? But it's just like, it's absolutely ridiculous. The moment you, it's just like with this show, you know, My Time Now, formerly known as Unsigned Hype. I don't give a fuck about this show when it was starting, but the moment you get a little bit of notoriety, motherfuckers want to, like, shut you down. It's like, hey, stop using our name, you know? It's like, instead of the source going, hey, man, we see what you're doing, it's pretty cool, let's fucking incorporate it into our shit, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. You know, the immediate mentality is, hey, fuck you, pay me. And it's like, no, fuck you, you know? So I think that lawsuits are bullshit. So there you go. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after these commercial messages. Commercials are going to happen, is what I'm telling you, and we're not going to be here during it. So if you want to fucking stick around and wait for us until after the commercials, we'll be back. If not, thanks for tuning in. Go fuck yourself for only being half-assed. You know what I'm saying? Either you in or you ain't. Can't come to the show and just do it fucking all willy-nilly, half-assed, be part-time in the show. You know what I'm saying? And for those of you that are going to join us after the commercial break, why the fuck are you late? Why'd you even show up at all? Maybe you should be on time and you'd understand what was happening in the show. But now you're late, you don't know what's going on, and you're out of touch with yourself. So all I'm saying is, we'll be right back.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and Touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Hey.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
The following trailer is rated H for honest. From the developers who created one of the best fighting games of all time, then did everything they could to ruin it, comes a franchise that taught kids all they know about human anatomy and absolutely nothing about spelling. Mortal Kombat. Experience all 9 of the core captivating combats. Can we get those changed to C's? Thanks. There's the bloody arcade sensation that started it all, including the ESRB rating system, the sequel that was better in every way, an avalanche of turds that almost bankrupted the company, a franchise-saving reboot, and a game we'll all agree to never speak of again. Test your might in the Mortal Kombat tournament, where you'll face off against non-mortals like a centaur, a four-armed dragon monster, and a literal god. Choose your combatant from a vast selection of not-so-original characters, featuring 1 Bruce Lee ripoff, 3 different cops, 3 identical Asian chicks, 4 interchangeable cyborgs, and 7 palette-swapped ninja men.
Lazy!
Try to follow the series' convoluted story about evil sorcerers trying to conquer the Earth Realm, which for some reason always comes down to a one-on-one martial arts tournament. It's actually a pretty humane way to settle a war, if you think about it. Cheese your way to victory in these ultra-violent Street Fighters for Dummies, then finish off your opponent with the ultimate humiliation by turning them into a baby, putting them in the friend zone, or ending their pathetic life with a fatality. That is, if you could just get the damn move right. Oh, come on! What the hell is jump distance anyway? Break up your epic quest to slaughter your enemies and save all of humanity with cute little mini-games like Board Combat, Mortal Pong Bat, and Mario Kart Bat. Whee! So prepare for the fighting game sensation that took America by storm, spawning one great 90s movie, one horrible 90s movie.
You're alive. Too bad. You will die.
And the best 90s dance track ever. Oh man, this is like the Laser Tag National Anthem. Starring...
Woo!
The Last Mohican, Butterface, Jack Skellington, Miley Cyrus, Paul Blart Mall Cop, the hot teacher from Billy Madison, the one with the boobs, Channing Tatum, Odd Job, Hand Job, Boob Job, Let It Go, and Barack Obama. Did you know the first Mortal Kombat was supposed to be a Jean-Claude Van Damme game? Then when he backed out, they turned him into Johnny Cage? Man, that would have been cooler than Shaq Fu. Be sure to subscribe for more honest game trailers and tell me what you'd like to hear me say in my awesome voice. And now, in the spirit of Mortal Kombat, I'm turning over the comments to Shao Kahn.
You shall not fight. We ride together, we die together. Bad boys for life. Toot it and boot it. The Schnozberries taste like Schnozberries. Tacos! Hey, listen!
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, Notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box.
There
narrow.
Is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined,
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. Mitch, I kept taking to the I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
Weddings used to be the celebration of a couple's marriage with friends, family, and loved ones. Today, weddings are an event, kind of like WrestleMania, because people don't just get married and throw a party anymore. No. Now they gotta make a giant spectacle out of the whole thing.
And now for your main event, Kimberly and Marty Stewart-Vesterman!
The average wedding in the United States costs $25,000. $25,000 for one day. That's over $1,000 an hour. That's f***ing insane. For that money, you could buy a new car, put a down payment on a house, or pay for 1 year of college tuition, or get like 25 mid-class hookers. I imagine. I'm not really sure. I'm guessing here. Weddings have just become a giant competition to see who can trump who. But in the end, they're all the same. Every goddamn wedding now comes standard with mason jars, string lights, photo booths, and some silly song and dance to introduce the wedding party. Gee, it's almost like I didn't come to this identical wedding last weekend, and then 2 weeks before that. Couples are constantly over-planning weddings. I like live music just as much as the next person, but there's a time and place. Nothing is harder and more awkward to dance to than a rendition of a Nicki Minaj song sung by a group of 50-year-old white dudes. Just do what everyone else does and hire the DJ who isn't up to speed with current music and only plays songs you asked him not to. If you're really lucky, you'll get to be a part of a photo where the wedding party is pretending to run away from some Photoshop thing that's chasing them. Kind of like in this photo. Guys, run! Really feel that joke's encapsulated in the photo that's over my shoulder right here. Destination weddings are the worst, especially if they're in one of the last places on Earth you want to go. Cancun! Wow, yeah, no, that sounds like a super time. When is it again? I don't know, I think I have a softball game that weekend. If I'm going way out of pocket on this thing and have to take time off of work, for God's sakes, please make it a destination worth going. Cancun, really? Was this senior trip?
Let's bong some beers and I'm gonna marry Michelle!
And if you throw a wedding that doesn't have an open bar, then I think you've greatly underestimated our friendship. In fact, I think I'm gonna need that present back, come to think of it. In the end, every single wedding will most definitely incorporate what you've grown to expect. The constant waiting around, terrible food, and that drunk older dude who won't stop hitting on your date. Just take comfort in knowing that someday, you'll be that drunk older dude. Circle of life.
In the circle of life.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag occupy our balls.
Hashtagging it. Occupying them balls. Woo-hoo. If you are just tuning in, you're late. But this is MoreLikeRadio.com. I'm your master of ceremonies, the best in the world. Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid, and this is my time now. And I just need you guys to get with pure knowledge, to get with that, and to just clap for me one time. This is pure knowledge. This is clap. And if you ain't putting your hands together to this, then there must be something severely wrong with your hands. And for that, I apologize. It's no laughing matter. Let's go.
Clap for me. Clap for me. Clap for me.
Chase, I'm grinding all day and night.
find it back. Just relax and roll my feet. Feeling like a dream. Finally do my thing. Check it, they finally see. Remember when they said we wouldn't make it big? We got tricked. Breezy and Missy Elliott. Yeah. Pharrell, put your teeth down on the beach. Rapping the east. If you're looking at distance, you might see. Come up on the list. Virginia's top guys. But hey, still on the run.
About a thing, baby. with that whippin' things, whippin' things, girl. Flying with that wing, baby. Flying with that whippin' things, baby. Not worried about a thing, baby. Flying with that whippin' things, girl. I know, I don't know what the rest entails. No time for heads or tails. The ocean up above is where I'm setting sail. My vision just fade to black. Things sink down, but so I can't look back. So high, I can't believe that I can see all through. I'm flying free, but I'm a free.
Compares Bill Cosby reaction to Nazi book burning, and here we go. Chuck D took to Twitter July 12 to raise some questions about criticism Bill Cosby is receiving for allegedly drugging and raping women. One thing about being older, you less apt to fall for some bullshit story you read when you seen it live yourself. Or live yourself? I don't know. Chuck D says, and have context at all times. The Public Enemy rapper says that he gained respect for Bill Cosby after seeing him talking with Will Smith at the Apollo. The rapper also reminds his audience, who see Bill Cosby only as Cliff Huxtable, that the actor was friends with Playboy founder Hugh Hefner. He goes on to say that it was not unheard of men to slip drugs to women in the 1970s. No way am I defending Cosby, Chuck D says. But his wiping history out with a swoop is akin to Nazi book burning. Context is everything. Disney's Hollywood Studios is planning to take down a statue of the actor after the allegations came out. Chuck D says America puts too much hope in public figures. Fucking stupid USA. My own father is 77. Why would I listen, watch a TV actor as a father figure? Chuck D says, we have to look real people in the eyes and not imagine. A public figure can only be someone you pick qualities from and add to you if chosen. Eat what's edible, leave the bones where they may. What? First off, I don't understand any of this. For me, it's all fucking, it's whatever. I mean, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. He probably did. But it's like, so many when people are like, well, you don't know. It's 40 women make it true. No, that means that there are way more money-hungry people in the world. You know, money is a root, man, and it's fucked up. So maybe there are like three or five women. I'll even say 20. Let's say there's fucking 20 women that he allegedly, or, you know, let's use logistics, that he legitimately date raped. 40? Come on. Seriously? Come on. Get out of here. Which makes you question the original 20 in the first place. You know, so money, again, like he says, context is everything. Chuck, he's talking about context, but I mean, money is the context of all of this. You know, like if you, when you think about the first time these allegations came up so many years ago, the shit was settled out of court with fucking money. So it's like, if I was raped and I was a woman, you wouldn't be able to fucking solve that goddamn problem with goddamn money. Ain't a thing in the world my lawyer could tell me to make me believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I don't know. It's weird to me, man. You know, I watch a lot of Law and Order, and I watch those things where they're like, well, you can settle for X, Y, Z. And it's like, that's not what it's about. You know? So it's just, it's real interesting that you have these claims, and it's just like these people, they don't necessarily want fucking justice. They want goddamn money. And that is sad. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Not really sure what Chuck D is saying here, by the way. I mean, I don't know. He says that, it was not unheard of for men to slip drugs to women in the 1970s, so I don't really. So what does that make it okay? Does that make it true? Does that? I don't understand what he's saying here. I mean, I don't understand anything of what he's saying here. I mean, he only talks on fucking Twitter, and he tries to utilize those 140 or whatever it is characters. You know, to read some of the tweets that he had posted. He says, we are living in a wild, bizarre time. Character assassination, very real. Dr. Cosby and Confederate flag down in the same week. Status is currency to masses. They're taking his name and statues down, but is every situation giving his money back to him since it's dirty money? I'm saying people don't even recall Cosby in pajamas, cigar with Hef at Playboy Mansion 70s parties. What the fuck? USA folk believed in Huxtable character. I wasn't defending anything, but I ain't naive either, nor was I a kid in the 80s swept totally by a TV show. I had already watched Cosby in the 60s. Question, do some of y'all stop listening to Marvin Gaye records because of drug addiction, attempted murder, wife abuse, pedophilia? Holy shit, I didn't know any of those things, and I probably would. A lot of your favorites did some wild shit in the 80s and 90s. You followed. Start turning in your headphones and keep walking by vitamin water. Okay, I mean, I guess I get what he's saying. I'm not going to go on to read it. It's giving me a fucking headache. I feel like the fucking man can't speak. But it's Twitter, so whatever. But, okay, I get that. I get what he's saying now, you know. And it's true. A lot of people, and I say that all the fucking time, by the goddamn way. A lot of people see what they're fucking see on TV, and they expect that to be the reality of the situation. And the fact of the matter is, this is still a person, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, why be so, oh my God, about it? Because it's like, he's a person. You wouldn't fucking, you know, like, people are people. It doesn't matter how high up they are or how low down they are. People are people, and they still react to the same base needs and the same fucking reality that we're all in, you know? So, again, I get that point that he is trying to make. Speaking of Confederate flags, Charlamagne, says that the Confederate flag has a historical context of hate. Charlemagne the God recently revealed his view that the Confederate flag is nothing but a symbol of hate. In my whole life, I never thought the Confederate flag was anything but a symbol of hate, the Power 105.1 radio personality said during a recent episode of MTV2's Uncommon Sense with Charmaine. When I would see the flag on people's cars or in their yards, in my mind, I would already stereotype and profile them and say, well, they must be racist rednecks. Charmaine, who was born and raised in South Carolina, continued to question those who look at the flag as a symbol of heritage before outlining his view that the flag empowers prejudice and that it can never be a good thing. William T. Thompson, creator of the Confederate flag, in 1863 said, as a people, we are fighting to maintain the heaven-ordained supremacy of the white man over the inferior or colored race. Which, by the way, that proves another point that I've made throughout the fucking year, months and weeks that I've done this show, is that motherfuckers use the goddamn Bible for everything. So back in the day, it was to hold down, people not white, and now they're trying to do the same shit to fucking hold down gay people. And it's like, when are you motherfuckers going to learn that it's not called the Book of Hate? It's called the Book of Christ. And if you're gonna fucking read it, maybe you should be more Christ-like. But that's just my opinion. I digress. Let's move the fuck on. And this flag he designed would be the symbol of that cause. So when you say the flag represents heritage, do you mean white supremacy? Question mark? Look, people. It's just some things historically you can't change no matter how you try, Charmaine the God adds. To make a negative a positive, you can't in some situations, and the Confederate flag is one of those situations. The historical context of this flag is hate and empowers prejudice. Too much blood is on that flag for it to ever be a good thing. Same way we as black people keep trying to empower the N-word, even though historically it's a negative thing, it's the same way these good old boys are trying to empower this racist ass flag. Blase, 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 blah. I think that's absolutely the most stupid shit I've ever heard in my entire life. It has been psychologically proven that by using a word over and over and over again, you take the power away from the word. So by using the N-word, you basically, it's supposed to depower it. However, you still have ignorant ass people who get upset when white people say it and when other races say it. Like, I don't really give a fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? A black person can call me a nigga. A white person can call me a nigga. As long as I don't dislike you as a white person, I don't get offended. But, I mean, and honestly, it's not so much that I'm offended by the word, but I'm offended by you using it towards me and because I don't like you. It's like, I don't like you already, so don't fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I feel like it's an insult. So with that being said, I'm not innately insulted by every person that I see. So it's like the word itself doesn't offend me. And that is because you become desensitized to it. So, yes, using the N-word depowers it from what it actually means. It's when a person gets offended by it is when its power regains its ability, because it's like you're giving it all the power. It's a fucking word by itself without you. If I go to China and I'm like, hey, what's up, nigga? They'd be like, what does that even mean? I don't even know. Wow, what is that? I don't know. What does that mean? Can you elaborate, please? And this is the most well-spoken Chinese person you've ever heard in your entire life, but I'm saying that's how that's going to go down, you know? If you go to parts of the world, even if you were to go to certain parts in Africa and you were like, hey, what's up, nigga? They'd be like, I don't know what that means. What does it mean? I don't know. I don't get it. What should I? What do I do? Do I dance? Do I give you a piece of cake? Do we smoke? Do we hunt animal now? Like, you know? Wow, that was really racist. I made the Chinese person really well spoken, but I made the African person a little bit of broken English there. That's super fucked up. But, yeah, you know, so when you have the Confederate flag, like, I don't care either which way. Like, I don't go, fuck, you fly your flag. I'm judging you. Yeah, I'm judging the shit out of you. But you might prove me wrong. I've known one or two people in my life that's fucking had Confederate flag shit. And I'm like, oh, you're not a dick. You know, it's like, pff, who cares? You are giving it context. The person gives it context. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, unfortunately for the Confederate flag, and I will say this, unfortunately for the Confederate flag, the people who still fly it, or, you know, who still wave it and hang it, are dumb motherfuckers. And 90% of the times, they're racist. However, that's not the flag's fault. It's like the Nazis started using the swastika, but the swastika means something completely different than what the Nazis represented, you know? When you look at symbolism, everything means something different. And then you look at the Christians and religion, and they fucking constantly use the cross as a sign of, oh yeah, this is yay, this is the bomb right here. This hugging the cross, I wear it. But it's like it was used to humiliate and to murder Jesus. So it's all about context. To go back to what Chuck D was saying, context is everything. You know, if I take the swastika and I show it to a group of people who don't know what the fuck it is, they're not offended by it. If I take the swastika and I show it to the people who knew what the original meaning was, they're not offended by it. I take a swastika and I show it to a bunch of Jews. Yeah, they get a little bit upset. Didn't mean that to sound like the way it did when I said a bunch of Jews. But just innately, when you say a bunch of Jews, it sounds really fucked up what you're talking about. But, you know, so you take the Confederate flag and you do that same thing. It means different things to everyone. So for him to say, well, it's bathed in hate and blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. It was a symbol of a time, and during that time, this is what it was. I mean, I'm going to be real fucking honest with you. If we're to believe that the story of Jesus is true, do you think people were walking around with fucking crucifixes back then? You know what I'm saying? Like, they were like, no, that's kind of fucked up that you're rocking that. Like, you just hang this in your house, huh? A picture of our dead Christ on your wall there? Is that what's hot in Jerusalem right now? It's like, it would be super fucked up in the context of the time. But now we're in a different time, a different age. There's different evolutionary theories of, you know, what it means and how it's perceived. So now it's a good thing. It's like, oh, I have this beautiful thing right here. It was, yes, when Christ was killed, I display that proudly in my house in a picture with a gold frame, and I actually have a chain, and on my door there's a wooden mantle with a wooden Jesus crucified on it. And it's like, oh, okay, that's tight, man. That's real. You're real godly. You know what I'm saying? But if you did that shit back in the day, they'd be like, that's fucked up, dude. You got all these fucked up things. That's fucked up. You just died yesterday. You're a fucked up person. I don't want to be in your house anymore. You know, that's the fucking legitimate, like, that's the realisticness of it. You know, you can't put all this faith on an image. You can't put all this belief on an inanimate object. It doesn't hate. The flag doesn't hate. And I'm in no way publicizing keeping it up. But I just think the whole thing is stupid. You know, people are all like, it must be taken down because of that. It's like, when the flag comes down, people aren't going to stop hating. It's not going to be like, okay, the flag's gone now. We all love one another. Oh, my God. If only we had taken that flag down a million years ago. Because it's always going to be something in this country. It's always going to be something. And that's fucking plain and goddamn simple. So it's like, you want to fight to take this flag down. And all these niggas are like, oh, yeah, it needs to come down. For fucking what? Like, what does it fucking matter to you? Like, you live in fucking New York City. What the fuck do you care if Alabama or Ohio or wherever is ass backwards places are, wants to hang a flag with a cross on it, with an X on it, with some stars in it. Like, what does it matter? It does not matter to you. You feel as though you should be offended based off what you feel the flag means, but the flag by itself means nothing. Why don't we ban racist fucking shit? Why don't we ban racist people? How about we fucking take them out of office? Why don't we take all the racist, stupid, ignorant motherfuckers out of office and send them somewhere? Why don't we take them down, remove them from power? Because without these people, the flag's just a fucking flag that some people are like, oh yeah, this is my country's, you know, whatever. And I do legitimately believe that there are people like that. And they're just like, this. It happened, you know what I'm saying? This is the side that my family fought for, whatever it is. And, you know, war is war, you know? You think people in fucking Vietnam is like, man, that shit that happened, what we did was fucked up to America. No, they don't. Like, war is war. Each side has their heroes. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're super fucked up people, but it's like, it just means that, hey, man, I'm fucking this. This is what my grandfather died for. I don't agree with it now, but it's a thing that happened. Here it is. I respect it. You know what I'm saying? It's something that fucking happened. It doesn't mean that they're all like, yeah, but you just, man, I wish it did, though. Stop. You just gotta stop. We gotta stop. You know, it's just this cycle of intolerance that we have that is just, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's fucking nonsense. And it's stupid. It's stupid. Plain and simple. So, Charmaine the God, I mean, it's stupid. You know, I usually, me and you, I read articles that you're in. We're usually on the same page. No, we're not right now. You're giving this thing too much power. And the moment you give something power, you're taking it away from yourself. You're taking the power away from yourself. You're taking your ability to react rationally and make conscious decisions based off of what is away from yourself, and you're putting it in this inanimate object and going, this is what this means, and this is how I view it. When in actuality, what you're saying is, this is what it means to me, and this is the way it forces me to view things. And it makes you look weak, man. It makes you look weak. So that's just me, my two cents on that. We go bump this new joint. It's exclusive by Sire. We can play some more music. We're going to get the fuck out of here. Dutch and Royce is going to be up next. You guys are going to watch that. I am going to go play some Destiny. ESO is not letting me back in. I've been playing ESO, and now it's like, we can't find your save data, sir. And I'm like, that's super fucked up. You need to get that shit fixed because I'm level 15 level 12. And I worked real hard to get there. So, me and ESO are going to have a long little talk if he doesn't get it together. Because I'm also like a level 5 blacksmith, and I'm trying to be the tightest blacksmith ever. So, anyway. All right. Music. Music time. Music.
Oh, my God.
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
Case of emotion.
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ!
What is it?
He's got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
I mean, we've been talking for a minute now.
You know that shit, what you scared for? I know for damn sure I'ma get what I came for. Talking all that shit, what you scared for? I know for damn sure I'ma get what I came for.
I'm a beast when I feast, keep the cooter around lit. Beat up on the pee while I suck your body. Hop on top of me, rock the boat, no I eat. Baby, I know what you like. Provide what you need. What's your sign? Is you compatible to me? I wanna lay talking, talking all that shit. What you scared for? I know for damn sure I'ma get what I care for. Talking all that shit. What you scared for? I know for damn sure I'ma get what I care for.
Yay, yay, yay. Swing my way. Sire. And that shit is fire. Let's do some real hip hop remix before we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Max Star featuring Black EQ and Yellow Black. Hashtag, you know what time it is. Gonna take it back to the good old days.
Back before the stacks of catalogs, trash with no cuts. My era can't compare to the era y'all prepare for. I guess we the OGs now. I'm only 30 though. My roots sticking through two spitting. No matter who listens, decks spinning on 212s from top to boost. Segregation to turn up. We're slammed by the Onyx. When we talking that jazz, like we're quoting Stetsasonics. Take it back to sample bass and rapping grades instead of corporate face and coaches race. Now the foundation left in the coop. I only hope this track is a little fresh and true. A real hip hop.
Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
My kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip hop.
Lyricists and boom boxes.
That's real hip hop.
A pen and a pad.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
1973 hip hop's full burst in the Bronx. Shout out to DJ Kool Herc. And I'm number one. Wait, I'm sorry, I lied. I'm number one, two, three, four, and five. So that means that I blaze mics with no concept of stage fright. While you hate life, I'ma take flight. You can't turn up the height like the great light. Sooner or later, it will stop. Break light. Vigor is limitless. I ain't the fake type. No, my vigor is venomous like a snake bite. We will never flip flop. So put your hands up if you love hip hop. Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip hop.
Lyricists and boom rock.
That's real hip hop.
A pen and a pad.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Max Who wants real hip hop? Get ready for blast off. This is last call. Ask y'all, who do you think's responsible for rap's fall? Is it the crack off? Me the niggas that rap soft. Materialistic rappers is bragging they ass off. This is a black star. Back to my roots flow. Under the asphalt. Only the truth know. Cause I done go to Nera. They know it's better. It's the equivalent of sitting next to two dimes. But the one on the right has no mascara. She wanted to show endeavor to get her to know her better. She ready to go together. She was such a sweet 16. You were scared to ask the data. Before the prison industry plan to assassinate her. Right. Before buying 106 made her a ratchet banger. Right. Before the boob injection and the YouTube selection. Look at the transfer to the new school depression with glasses and sessions. So don't give me you fools a lesson.
Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip hop.
Lyricists and boom rock.
That's real hip hop.
A pen and a pad.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Yeah. And it's just as plain and as simple as that. We paying homage to the golden era of hip hop. That's that real hip hop, y'all. At this time, I want to give a few honorable mentions. And a few shout outs to some folks that have paved the way for artists like myself and the others. R.I.P. Biggie Smalls, R.I.P. Tupac Shakur, R.I.P. Big L, Jam Master J, Mac Dre, R.I.P. Pimp C, R.I.P. Big Proof, Big Pun, and many others, y'all. And shout out to the visionaries at Jedi Mind Tricks, Eminem, D12, and the list goes on. Outkast, Hieroglyphics, Gangstar, R.I.P. Guru, Beastie Boys, Wu-Tang, The Lost Boys, Ghetto Boys, DJ Premier, Snoop Dogg, MC Light, Dr. Dre. Man, the list just goes on and on and on. Queen Latifah, all those people I named, that's real hip hop. And of course, the homie Black.
Mics and turntables.
EQ.
Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop. Yeah. That was Real Hip Hop by Max Starr featuring Black EQ and Yellow Black. I'm telling you, it's always going down here on MoreLikeRadio.com's My Time Now. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next. Tune in next week where we will be jumping and bumping and playing some of the dopest jams ever heard to man. You guys have a wonderful evening. Thank you guys for coming out, listening, tuning in. Follow us on Twitter at It's MTN or Facebook.com/It's MTN. Or you can follow me personally at Darkside Rules, DarkSeid Rules. I know it's I before E except after me because SEID. That is my ID. And man, the Confederate flag is just a symbol of whatever anybody wants it to be. To me, the Confederate flag would be a symbol of marshmallows and fucking sunshine and rainbows. To another person, it could be a symbol of racism and hate. It's really how you perceive it. So, With that being said, you need to shut it down. I mean, the flag's down anyway, so it doesn't really matter. It's going down. And, you know, but for all you people out there who are giving context to the wrong shit, I just want you to know that you need to pack it in, you need to turn it out, you need to make sure you hit save one good time. Because for you, my good sir or gentle lady, it is game over.